Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 33 today. Luke 1, 31 through 33. It says, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." As we continue to look in this gospel story here of the birth of Jesus, we see that Mary is told that her child is going to be the Son of God, and he's going to rule on David's throne forever and ever. Now, remember, at this time, no king had sat on the throne over Israel for many, many years. And on top of that, because of sin, there had been a curse on the lineage of David, and no king was going to be able to sit David's throne after a certain person from the lineage of David. But God was able to circumvent the curse, because if Jesus had come from Joseph, he wouldn't have been able, because of the curse, to able to sit on the throne. But because he didn't come from Joseph, but he came from Mary, and Mary alone, God putting his spirit within Mary, Mary was of the lineage of David, and she wasn't from that one man that had been cursed, and therefore Jesus can sit on the throne. And all along, the prophecies had said that this one that was to come, this one that was going to be of the stump or the root of the shoot of Jesse, David's descendant, would sit on the throne. Listen to Isaiah chapter 11. It says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins." Let me jump over to chapter 16 of Isaiah and listen to verses 1 through 5 there. It says, "Send the lamb to the ruler of the land, from Selah by way of the desert, to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Like fleeing birds, like a scattered nest, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give counsel, grant justice, make your shade like night at the height of noon. Shelter the outcast, do not reveal the fugitive. Let the outcast of Moab sojourn among you, be a shelter to them from the destroyer. When the oppressor is no more, and destruction has ceased, and he who tramples underfoot has vanished from the land, then a throne will be established in steadfast love, and on it will sit in faithfulness in the tent of David, one who judges and seeks justice and is swift to do righteousness." Well, who is this one that's going to sit on David's throne and rule in righteousness, come from the shoot of Jesse, who's going to have the seven spirits of God within him? It's Jesus. And now the prophecy comes to Mary, and the angel Gabriel says, "Behold, you're going to conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus, and he's going to be great, and he'll be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there'll be no end." Folks, understand this. Jesus is still coming back. He's going to rule and reign on the earth. The scripture here says that he's going to sit on David's throne. There had been no king over Israel for a long, long time. Even now, there is no king. But when Jesus comes back, he will rule and reign on the earth. The Bible's very clear that it's going to happen. And the prophecy here said so. Oh, there are more prophecies that talk about him coming and ruling and reigning. But for now, I just want you to hear this. The one that we celebrate, who was born 2,000 years ago and lived on this earth, I want you to understand something. This same Jesus who came is going to come back. This is the Jesus that the prophecy said that he was going to rule on the throne of his father, David. Oh, when he came the first time, he never did that. The first time he came to be the suffering servant, to die for the sins of the world, which he's done. But when he comes back to judge, and he's going to judge in righteousness. He's going to strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, the breath of his mouth. He's going to kill the wicked, and he's going to rule and reign from Jerusalem on David's throne. I'll be honest with you, the time's getting close, and I'm getting pretty excited about it. Hope you do too. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.